Hazur, yesterday you were very kindly given us the details about Alameen. What is Rabbul Alameen? And then you
not
said,
the details, but only I suggested a few points.
Yes, regarding that, I was just wandering through the Holy Quran, and there's a verse, Surah Baqarah. Ya bani Israel, azkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa anni fazaltukum alal alameen. And yet, sir, Allah Ta'ala has said about Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَزِيمًا. And then, وَكُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ.
But there no alameen are mentioned in these two verses.
Sorry?
No alameen are mentioned in these two verses. Which
yeah, what I want to know is, sir, could you kindly explain?
Why didn't you refer to the verse mentioning Hazrat Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Rahmatul Lil Alameen? That would have been a more appropriate verse to quote in this context.
Yeah, but Alameen...
And I follow your point. Please sit down. You perhaps didn't follow my point, which I was trying to make last night. I said that the word Alam can mean so many things. Billions and billions of things, considering the particular situation where it applies, and also in relationship to the observer. And I tried to explain that at various stages in history, the concept of the world has been changing. Although the world has not been changing, the word alam, as applied to the knowledge of man at the time of Adam, was a very different alam. It was in fact not even covering the whole earth, not to mention the universe. It didn't even cover the planet Earth on which they were residing. Alam to them was a very small area where they were populated, where they could hunt and shift for themselves. But the alam, the word alam, with regard to the observer, when we apply it to the human evolution, varies from time to time and goes on broadening in concept. Until the time of Galileo, the alam was a completely different thing and a very small affair. But when first Galileo invented the telescope, the concept of alam began to expand much vaster and vaster. In fact, Galileo himself, when he became blind in the end, he wrote a very, very interesting sentence on his blindness. In one of his letters to a lord, he says that the universe, which I worked so hard to expand and throw it out beyond the barriers, the narrow barriers of this earth, after my blindness, it has got squeezed into the very body which I cover, by which I occupy. And it's no more than that. The comparison was that I worked, I labored to expand the concept of universe, and from the borders of earth, it got expanded into a vast universe, as he understood it. But what was the vastness of universe? Only the concept of universe seen through the eyes. When you lost the eyes, you lost the universe. And it got squeezed into that small body which was occupied at that time by Galileo. So it was a very interesting and very wise comparison made. And also it indicated the alam goes on changing according to the viewer, according to the observer. But imagine that the telescope which was invented by Galileo in 1610, it was so insignificant as compared to the telescope which was invented in the 60s, that the comparison was 1 to 1 million. So at least the universe got expanded 1 million times more than at the time of Galileo. And that telescope, which was invented in the 60s, has the same ratio to the telescope which is now prepared in the 80s. The modern telescope, which has X-rays and radiation systems, all that, that is 1 million times stronger than the telescope known to man in 60s. So the universe has further expanded to that extent. So is it the same alam? Not at all. Alam without observer is nothing. So when the Holy Quran refers to the alam of the Jews, it refers to the alam of the Jews of that time. When it refers to the alam of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it covers the entire alam known to man, or which would be known to man till the end of the time. There is vast, vast difference, absolutely no comparison whatsoever. The comparison between the Galileo's telescope and the telescope of today is perhaps less conspicuous than this comparison, because the time has not finished. The time of Jews, the sum total of the knowledge of man at the time of the Jews, as compared to the knowledge of the man of future, would be much, much vaster, out of all proportion vaster than the illustration which I have just made. So alam, the word alam should be understood in its perspective. Otherwise you would run into confusion.